Hello everybody, Jonah Hart, no make wrong one day at a time. Have you ever considered that there really is a whole full body joy to experience? Even in the midst of our deepest sorrow. Now, I call that the grief and the blessing, the yin and the yang, the paradox. What else could we call it? Because we're a little freer with language now. Language no longer holds so much power, and yet it informs us. So we yike it, as my nephew would say. We yike it. I yike it. Yeah. Lots of beauty to experience, which provides such deep joy. Wow, incredible expansion, all I gotta say. Your day is gonna happen. Wherever you are, your baseline with your reactiveness is where you are. There should be a spring in your step because you noticed your reactiveness go down 5%. Because if it went down 5%, then guess what? It can go all the way up to 100%. Hell, I call it the park, man. All the guests could attest to that. It's such a deep joy. Yet we live on this earth and we experience the daily experiences and situations of life. And all there is to get comfortable with that. We're just gonna settle in and get comfortable with that. That's what we're doing. And you get to experience that incrementally. And incrementally is just all right by me. The Doobie Brothers. Yeah. It's okay. When no make wrong, it makes life so much easier. So much freedom. Yeah, the caca still happens. It ain't like it's all perfect, because it's not. It's not what it's about. It is about being. Wow. If you really get to the depth of it, it's, I guess you could almost say, it's the closest you'll ever come to being awake and experiencing the universe within in an awakened state, eyes open. That spaciousness of the universe. Those images of the universe that the Hubble has taken, and then this new James. I can't remember the name of it, it's too new for me. But they have some incredible photos. And I realized the other day that when I sit, notice my breath on my nose and my lungs. Just do that for 5 minutes. There's a depth to that that you can only experience, that's for sure. That action provides a vast amount and array of support to you. Very powerful support. You will notice it as you're moving through, and you just keep practicing as you're incrementally noticing little by little. This isn't something you make happen. You're gonna notice yourself breathing little by little. And it'll happen that way because the trigger for that noticing is when you're in your mind. When you're in your mind, that's when it gets triggered. Oh, gotta go to my breath. And you'll start like that. That's just how it starts. And let it be that way till it's not. And it'll get different. Okay? That's a powerful, simple action for our 21st century kind of way. This can support us in our 21st century kind of way, here and now, in our daily life, utilizing our breath. If there's resistance, you know why now. Eckhart's teaching you that. If you're getting intuitive hits, you know why now. Because you've listened to signs a few times. You're listening to them not for your mind. If you listen for your mind, read it once and put it away. Listen to it once and put it away. But if you're listening with your whole essence of who you are, that authentic self recognizes the power of the experience that's being created. And it becomes a natural. When there's no longer any resistance within you, and you aren't the only one who can notice that, become aware of that. And remember, I use a lot of words for you to simply notice. So allow my words to wash over you just like Eckhart's do. You want to listen to this again? You can listen to it again. That's how this is going to work now. Talk to you later, alligators. Bye-bye.